Can't tell you how much I appreciate you guys. This is a hell of a club. I've told you that from the beginning. Let's keep it going. What's better than three in a row?
Four in a row.
What's better than four in a row?
Five in a row.
All right. Hey, we're right where we wanted in our division. That's where it all starts. Let's keep it going, man. Lord willing, there's plenty more of these where this came from, all right? But I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you very much.
The edge, looks in the back of the end zone, floats one. Stokely's wide open, and Brandon Stokely's got a Denver touchdown. Heads up the right sideline, gets a good block out of the 30, 35-40. Holiday down the sideline, stays in bounds. Holiday inside the 30, 25-20, 15-10, 5. Trendon Holiday has a Denver touchdown. Play fake for Newton. Von Miller chases him and trips him up as the ball's going to be intercepted on the sideline. Tony Carter races down the sideline. Carter with the interception return for a score. Von Miller with the play of the game thus far as he tripped up Cam Newton. Newton on the design keep is going to be hit and down by Von Miller in the backfield. Nobody blocked Miller except Cam Newton's right shoulder. Pass over middle is going to be into and out of the hands of a tender receiver. It's going to be picked off Raheem Moore. And the Broncos, after the 20-yard interception return, can salt this thing away with 1:49 to go.
This is the most fun 3 hours of a head coach's work week. You know, we do a lot of other things in preparation for games, but that 3 hours, I think, is really why you do it.
Head coach John Fox admitted after the game he didn't even know where the visitors' locker room or press room were. They almost jogged towards the wrong tunnel at halftime. Fox, of course, making his return to Carolina and making it count, flying home with a 36-14 win over his former team. You also heard exclusive sound from the locker room following the team's win. Highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA, and that was Coach Fox from the podium following the Broncos' win Sunday. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. And I think, you know, John, you look at the way the game started, something that doesn't happen a lot the last few weeks when the Broncos were scoring 30-plus points during this win. But offensively, first couple drives, you wind up going a punt again shortly before halftime, basically getting help from other phases. The headline on the front of the website on DenverBroncos.com after the game was touchdowns all around, all three phases chipping in, two kind of helping where they could and setting up this win. I think, what's the bigger story when you do see there's something else happening when all three phases contribute this way, something we've seen a couple times now this season?
Well, that's always encouraging. I think that, you know, when you can have that kind of help from the special teams as well as the defense when it comes to scoring points, it's always going to be helpful. I think that, as you said, we started a little bit slow on offense, missed a couple third and shorts, which is uncharacteristic for us, but was able to get it going. But I think, you know, anytime we went on the road and to be able to get some turnovers and really those turnovers turned into points, as Tony Carter's did, and then to really get big plays on the special teams is always helpful. And a big part of why we got 36 points, because it wasn't our best performance offensively, but the bottom line is, you know, learning how to win when you're not playing your best football.
Well, not just that. I know that Coach Fox and a lot of other coaches on this staff are familiar with Carolina, but the players weren't. You don't play this team twice a year like you do in the division. It's 2 weeks in a row we've played teams outside of the division. You're preparing to play an unfamiliar opponent on the road. Maybe things like that help when you get another punt return touchdown, when you get another defensive score. Those adds up eventually when you're trying to overcome those little things you touched on when the offense isn't quite clicking the way we've seen it the last few weeks.
It really does, and I think that you know, we can't, even though we did have those turnovers and those scores, but I mean defensively they did a tremendous job shutting down Cam. And you know, anytime you have a defense and they're you know, Carolina was 0-for-12 on third down conversions, it's going to be a good day for you. And I think that you know, you look what the defense has done, it's been tremendous. And so really got after him and was able to put a lot of pressure on him, getting 7 sacks. And so, you know, just a good win. As you said, we're not used to playing Carolina. I know that there was a bunch of guys on our staff, though, that were used to, you know, war that was on that other sideline just a couple years ago. And so it was a thrill for them to be able to go back there and get a convincing win like we did.
As a quarterback, when you feel pressure early in the game, Do you get the sense it could be a long day? I know the Panthers did fall behind. They were in passing situations more often later on. But the pressure came from the opening kickoff all the way until Raheem Moore's interception. There was pressure all day. What was the difference? What did you see? This was just, I think, for fans, everyone loved watching this, and the sacks came in bunches. The turnovers came along with them. Pressure was there, and you could see it did affect Cam Newton.
Well, and I think that, you know, the bottom line is, too, number one, a lead helps. And number two, when you shut the running game down like we shut it down and really did a good job, and they were well coached. Jack did a tremendous job of getting them ready to play that kind of the read option that Cam ran quite a bit. So we were able to shut that down, shut that running game down. And so, you know, you make them one-dimensional. And if that dimension is passing, then you get those pass rushers that, you know, they're licking their chops to rush the passer. And that makes it that much more difficult on them. So, and plus we've got guys that can rush the passer too. So, you know, and then going back on the other side as a quarterback, it's pretty disheartening when, you're getting hit every time you drop back.
Yeah, I think Dave Logan on the call for 850 KOA at one point said someone has to block Von Miller. How he was able to do what he did for most of the game, I think, shows the kind of linebacker, John, that he's turning into. And you guys drafted number two overall behind Cam Newton a year and a half ago.
Well, and I think that's the key thing. But I'm not sure one guy can block Von Miller. I think that it takes two guys because he's that. He's that, athletically gifted and just has such a great feel to get there and is powerful and fast. And so I'm just thrilled that he's on our team.
We're going to talk more about Von Miller next. We have three segments left. We do take your questions from Twitter here on Elway Access. We got plenty coming up after this break. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow lets you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12, new approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Pumps once, in trouble, tries to step away from Von Miller and can't do it. Miller's got another sack. That is his 10th of the season.
They fake the smoke route and to Williams, who is hit right at the 1-yard line. That's Von Miller. Hand off the backfield. Ball's knocked free, and I think Denver has this. That's Von Miller again. Somebody has to block Von Miller. It's going to be Carolina's football. But Von Miller, almost as soon as Jonathan Stewart took the handoff, took Jonathan Stewart to the ground.
You know, I'm sure they wanted to win this game, but, you know, we wanted to win this game for a lot of different reasons. And, to be able to come here and win this game, you know, offensive rookie of the year, defensive rookie of the year, number one pick, number two pick, you know, it was great.
Well, he's a dynamic guy. You know, I think this kind of meant something to him. You know, sometimes that where you are in the draft and all that kind of stuff motivates guys.
He was in beast mode today, man. He could be one of the best linebackers, man, just to play the game. So he's a good guy, good player.
That was defensive tackle Kevin Vickerson going straight to the point on Von Miller's performance Sunday. Vickerson saying that Von was in beast mode, said that in the locker room after the game, and I'd say so. He had a sack, six tackles, four for a loss, and two for no gain. Highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. Heard from Von Miller, Coach Fox, and Kevin Vickerson following the team's 36-14 win over the Panthers. And I think was there a sense during the week, John, that you had to almost prepare to be more aggressive considering the type of athletic quarterback Cam Newton is and what he's capable of doing if you don't kind of slow him down early?
You know, I think looking at the film and what Jack had intended was to just mix things up on him.
Okay.
And try to pressure him. But also, you know, if you look at the first play or the first series when Vaughn sacked Cam, you know, Vaughn was in a spy situation. So they rushed three and then spied Vaughn and so on. And then, you know, he had a combination of a bunch of good things, zone blitzes from the strong side, weak side. And so mixed things up very well and kept them off balance.
Also saw Chris Harris get a sack. Mike Adams had a safety. They were coming. Kevin Vickerson had a sack. They were coming from all over. Robert Ayers got back there after he came in after Elvis Dumervil left the game. You're seeing not just Von Miller, but you're seeing pressure coming from all along the line there. That's showing, I think, now here we are going into week 11, getting ready to prepare to play the Chargers for a second time this season. Coach Del Rio's mixing it up a little bit, kind of giving them more to play with.
Really? I mean, anytime you see a secondary backs getting getting sacks, it's a good plan defensively and a good call defensively. And so Jack gave them opportunities to get in there and then Vickerson played well inside and got some push, and we had some mismatches inside, and so he played very well, got two sacks. And then Robert Ayers, I think, had his best game that he's had since I've been here. When Elvis went down with a shoulder injury, you know, he took advantage of the opportunity and really played his best football game and was relentless in getting after the quarterback and just played great. So it was encouraging to see Robert play the way he did.
How much does it help Coach Del Rio when if it's Robert Ayers or Kevin Vickerson can get to the quarterback, when you can rely on those guys in front more often now that we've seen it a couple games in a row here, especially last week?
Well, it makes play calling much, much easier.
Sure.
For darn sure. But Jack kept mixing those things up. But, I mean, yeah, anytime you can get after that, and, you know, a lot of times it forces quarterbacks into making some tough throws and some bad throws, and so a lot of times leads to some turnovers, which we saw with Tony Carter's interception return. So, you know, it's a good combination when you got guys up front getting after them, and you know you're going to get some opportunities in the back end.
You touched on third down. Panthers were 0-for-12, and we spent some time earlier on in the season talking about how down the hall they're working to shore that up. What are other statistical indicators, I guess, aside from third down and the sacks, but that shows that this defense is growing the way you were hoping it would? You can add maybe lack of penalties up there too. Like, what else do you look for when you're looking at the film that maybe just doesn't jump off a game book?
Well, I think that you look at, number one, you look at total yards. You see how they do total yardage wise, and I think that the Panthers had 260 or 270 yards. But if you look at, you know, if you go down and really break that down, a big chunk of those yardage came late in the game, number one, and then secondly came off a couple screens. They did a good job screening against us, and so I think that that's the thing you look at, is the third downs, number one, of getting people out the field, but also that total yardage mark, which, you know, has been tremendous. You go back 2 or 3 weeks when we played, a very good offensive New Orleans team.
Saints.
And, they were 1-for-12 on third down. So
right.
It's been a huge improvement for us, is getting the other offense off the field.
How much do you hope that, however, protecting those tight ends can get maybe short up a little bit, especially considering the guy coming in this week, Antonio Gates, who had a touchdown, I think, maybe two the first time we played San Diego a few weeks ago?
Yeah, and he's a weapon. And, San Diego is very, very dangerous. They lost a tough one in Tampa last week, and with two turns, they had a turn interception referring for a touchdown as well as a blocked punt. So very dangerous team. Antonio Gates is a guy that's healthy now. And very dangerous, and so we're going to have our hands full. He's a guy that you can't have really. You're never going to have an advantage when it comes to that matchup. You're usually going to be at the disadvantage when you come to a matchup with Antonio Gates.
I'm going to take some questions now from Twitter, John. Annie's wondering, with how Von Miller has proved, how much is it him being healthy? How much is it the experience and reps? How much is it both?
I think it's both. I think another year under his belt. He's matured. He's stronger with a good offseason, this past offseason. So he's really gained in strength and then the knowledge and comfort of the pro game and experience that he gained from last year. And so there's all that coming together. He's becoming more well-rounded as a linebacker. He's playing the run much better. And then he's also, when he's not rushing the passer, dropping him in coverage, he's still got some work work to do there, but he's got a lot better there also. So the sky's the limit still for Vaughn and what he can do and just his knowledge of the game. And you know, but that will come with experience.
Knowledge, health, experience are all there. There's no question Von Miller's passion is there. He and the rest of the linebackers were fired up and ready to play Sunday at Bank of America Stadium. Annie, thanks so much for your question. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Hold on to your hats. The new Ultra Titanium Credit Card is here. This credit card is supercharged. Earn double points, triple points on Monster Mondays. Redeem your millions of points for kitchen utensils, yarn, airline flights with two layovers.
What's the point of earning a lot of points or miles with a credit card if you can't do anything with them?
There's even a coloring book devoted to the human pancreas.
With U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward cards, we don't have to sensationalize things. Only 20,000 Flex points earn up to a $400 airline ticket. On over 150 airlines. Plus, each ticket comes with a $25 allowance for baggage fees, in-flight food, or drinks.
$25?
You heard me, Mr. Big Voice. Plus, earn quickly and redeem easily for travel, merchandise, or cash back for you or your business.
Fantabulastic!
Apply at FlexPerks.com or call 800-360-2900. Points go farther with FlexPerks reward cards. All of us serving you, U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank!
Stop that. U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward Visa credit cards issued by U.S. Bank National Association ND.
I am so thirsty!
Play fake, fake to the pocket, throws the ball. He's got Thomas there. Demaryius goes up, makes the catch, and is rolled down inside the 25-yard line. Four-man rush. Peyton slides up in the pocket, hits the check down. Thomas has it, and a foot race out over the 45. Hit hard and knocked down at the 49-yard line. Here comes pressure. Peyton steps and throws. Ball down the sideline, intended for Joel Dreesen, who makes the catch. Did he make it in bounds? Yes, he did. Nice over-the-shoulder grab inside the 10. Shotgun snap to Peyton. His play resumes. Deep ball. He's got Thomas. Thomas is there, makes the catch inside the 15, inside the 10, and scampers out of bounds inside the 5. Hand off to Hillman, left side. Hillman tries to step out of a tackle, does so. Hillman to the end zone, and Ronnie Hillman has a Denver touchdown.
I'm in favor of any time anybody on the team wants to score a touchdown, I'm for it. Our defense was outstanding today. It was fun to watch. To see our D-line get up the field and our guys cover. And like I said, 2 weeks in a row, kickoff return for a touchdown. All those guys on kickoff return deserve a ton of credit. And offensively, we certainly feel like we left some points out there and some things we need to do better and improve on, need to be better on third down, have to eliminate turning the ball over, especially near the red zone.
That's Peyton Manning post-game after tying Dan Marino for second all-time with 420 career touchdowns. Didn't matter, didn't break it later in the game. He said he'll take Broncos touchdowns any way the team can get them. Highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. And that was Peyton Manning from the podium following the team's 36-14 win with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com, presented by U.S. Bank FlexPerks. And, John, we touched on 10 points at halftime. The Broncos the last few weeks have scored 30-plus during this win streak. Offensively, 10 points at halftime. Couldn't quite get the running game going, I think, the way everyone would have liked. They stuck with it just to keep the Panthers a little bit honest. At this point in the season, what do you think they're going to get ready to work on as you get ready to play a Chargers team for the second time in a season? We know it's hard to beat the same team twice in a year.
We weren't nearly as sharp as we'd like to have been last week. If you talk about the running game, it's not been spectacular the last couple of weeks. It was better in Cincinnati than it was this week, but you know, it's something that we always want to continue to get better. And again, we go back to how good the defense has been on third down. I think offensively it's important for us to get better. We were 3-for-13 on third downs last week, and so that's always a big indicator offensively of how you're doing. If you're continuing to keep the offense on the field and you put first downs back-to-back together. So, you know, the consistency level is not what we wanted. We got a win out of it, though. But, you know, it's still, you know, it's always about the consistency on the offensive side.
Yeah, still found the end zone twice. Matt Prater with a 53-yard field goal, and let's not just blow past that. And a lot of the offense setting up, especially that second touchdown, some big catches by Demaryius Thomas, almost got into the end zone on that play in the fourth quarter just after the two-minute warning. He kind of showed some toughness out there, I think, John. He got nicked up a little bit there in the first half, came back out, wanted to still be in there and play and helped Peyton the offense get downfield on that last drive. Right now we're seeing them just finding ways to stay on the field still, and that drive ended with a touchdown.
You know what's amazing about DT is he's so big and so smooth, and, you know, the plays that he makes, and he goes up and catches the deep balls he made in the first half and then the long one in the fourth quarter that he almost scored on. But, you know, he's one of those guys, and we're starting to get used to him. All of a sudden you look down at the stat sheet and he's got 9 receptions for 135 yards, and you go, wow, you know. But he's done it so often, it's almost like when he does it, it's almost expected all the time. So, you know, he's been dinged up. He's got a knee issue that, you know, he's kind of banged on the last 2 weeks, but he came back and played well after he had to sit down for a couple plays. But Demaryius just continues to get better week in and week out. Tremendous talent that is learning how to play the game, and another guy that we're thrilled he's on our team is really playing well.
Seen a little more than just the run to set up play action that was working a lot during the last several games, specifically with Ronnie Hillman getting more snaps, and then you're seeing Trindon Holiday get involved a little bit more offensively too. The same we talked last segment, defensively, offensively, mixing more in, comfort levels growing. It all comes back to putting the team in a position when you are going to play the Chargers again, you are going to play the Raiders again. You got to show them something new again, because we said it's tough to beat a team twice, but offensively it's happening too.
Yeah, and that's a credit to Mike McCoy. I mean, he's done a tremendous job of using everybody, all the weapons offensively, whether it be, you know, Ronnie Hillman getting in there and getting him out, on pass routes or a Holiday in the backfield, using him out of the backfield. And so it's really a lot of that credit goes to Mike and Adam Gase, because they're doing some things that are good to take advantage of different matchups that we get. And, like you said, we're going to have to find some things, because San Diego is a good defensive team. And so really, to beat these teams, you're not going to trick them. We can do some different things, but we're going to have to be consistent and not make the little mistakes that we're making that are slowing us down.
Coach Fox was asked on Monday how 31 other teams could have passed over Trindon Holiday other than his speed. What did you guys see? Why did you make the push to bring him in? Was it simply that you thought that was just a need and that was just a good fit?
Well, the way we looked at it, and we'd been following him in training camp, because I think he had 3 or 4 returns in training camp for touchdowns in Houston. And so we'd really kind of been following him, and we're really looking for a returner, an explosive returner. And then, you know, when he became available with a move that Houston had to make, thank God we were higher on the waiver list, because Indianapolis claimed him also. And so, and we were fortunately at that point in time ahead of Indianapolis in the claim order, so we're able to get him. But he's been a guy that really brings some electricity and, you know, lightning in a bottle when you're talking about returns, whether it be a punt return or a kickoff return.
Yeah, he can certainly change a game in a hurry. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com. We have one more segment left. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12, new approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow lets you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast.
Woo-hoo!
Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Step drop, Newton backpedals, is going to be grabbed and flung to the turf by Kevin Dickerson. Third down, Newton pressured, steps up in the pocket. He's going to be sacked and pulled down at the 31-yard line. Del Rio coming after Cam Newton, and the defensive coordinator of the Broncos clapping his hands enthusiastically. Newton is going to be hit in the end zone. This is going to be a Denver sack. Can't hold the ball that long. That was Mike Adams, a safety on the blitz.
Coach Fox was all business during the week, and I can't speak for him as to what this really meant to him. I have played in one of these games before when I played, for the Colts, and Coach Dungy went back to Tampa for the first time, and We were fortunate to win that game as well, kind of in dramatic fashion. We didn't play real well in the first half, but it was his birthday, and it was important to him. And some of the assistants that had come from Tampa, just like we have a number of assistants as well. So you like to win a game, you know, for those guys, but those guys were professional all week. I know they have great memories of their time here. And so, but to win that game, to win this game for them, it was something that the players wanted to do.
Coach Fox played it down all week, but the players, they didn't. They wanted to deliver the win for everyone who spent some time on the Panthers staff. Again, Broncos beat the Panthers 36-14. Highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA, and that was Peyton Manning from the podium postgame on Sunday. As I said before, Broncos getting ready to play the Chargers for the second time this season, and after being road warriors, as Coach Fox likes to put it, John, Broncos finally get a chance to play at home, which I guess last time was that Saints win, and before then at 2 o'clock, frankly, I can't remember. I think it's week 11 now. It's all starting to blur together. Division games count double. Coach Fox says that plenty. The Chargers are right behind this team, despite coming back from 24 points down and winning 35-24 a few weeks ago to start this entire streak. Coach Fox made it clear. He said, hey, look, I remember being down 24-0. That's what we're going to be thinking about this week.
Yeah, and, you know, they're good enough to get us down 24-0. Then, you know, we're able to get that turned around. But, you know, you look at the Chargers' history coming into Mile High. I think they've won –
Three in a row.
And five out of the last six, if I remember right. And so they don't mind playing up here. We've got to change that this week. And, you know, and then you look at the standings. You know, they're two games behind us. Let's see, they're 4-5, we're 6-3. So they're two games behind us.
Right.
And this is really a chance with six games left after this to really kind of put a nail in the coffin, not to totally – close it, but
sure.
It gives us a chance
to create some
big space. And so, you know, it's a mentality that we've got to learn, and hopefully that, you know, we can take advantage of the situation we are and go out and create some more distance between us and the Chargers.
Well, Sam, you sent us a question, and it was a great question. I think John read your mind because he answered that one just now. So I want to go ahead and take a question from Alex from Twitter, who just asked, wondering, John, what can the team take from the earlier game against San Diego and bring into this game? There's familiarity on both sides for both teams. Personnel is pretty much the same. What can you use just knowing what worked or not hoping for a fumble recovery for an interception or a touchdown and a pick six for a touchdown?
I think the bottom line is we got to get off to a better start. If you remember how we started against them last time, we fumbled a punt, we fumbled a kickoff, and gave them great field position early in the game. And so, you know, we got behind the eight ball quickly, and so we just can't afford to turn the ball over. And then offensively, you know, hopefully we can create that momentum we had in the second half that we got it down there. And so, you know, they're a good football team. Things are going to change up. They're going to change up what we did differently. But, you know, anytime you play the team a second time, you know them personnel-wise. The players know them. And so it's more or less the execution realizing what you're going against.
There will be some differences in personnel, at least in practice this week here at Dove Valley with the return of linebacker DJ Williams. He addressed the press Monday in the locker room. And considering he has missed some time here and this defense has been doing what it's doing, I guess, how do you think DJ can kind of acclimate himself and get back into his groove as he gets ready to contribute whichever way the coaches ask of him these next couple days and in the next couple of weeks?
Well, I think it's going to take some time. He was here in training camp, and so he's been exposed to the defense, and then has been able to be in the building the last 3 weeks. You know, this is kind of an unprecedented suspension for a guy that's been, you know, I don't think there's been another guy suspended for 9 games that's come back. You know, there's been guys that are suspended for a full year, but for 9 games to come back during the season. And so it's important to, you know, how we work DJ in. I know that he's been working out hard while he's been suspended, and he's in good shape, but you can only get in football shape playing football. And
right.
So that's why it's important for us to work him in there slowly. And, you know, this time of year, those linebackers take a lot of hits, you know, and so he's going to be able to, you know, give those guys some time and some rest and, you know, not take that beating that they take. And so, but we got to work him in there smart, and we can't give him too many reps and slowly work him in there, and then we'll see where he fits.
Yeah, he did say he certainly at this point can understand why and that he did feel definitely a little more fresh missing that time. Another want to wrap a house cleaning note up before we break for the week. And Matt Russell, he talked about this several weeks ago when he was nominated into the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame. Thursday is the ceremony. Why do you think he got that nod?
You know, he was a great player for CU for the 4 years he was up there, you know, a Butkus Award winner, and you know, was really a great, you know, college linebacker, could have been a great pro linebacker. Unfortunately, got, you know, the injury bug and blew out his knee a couple times, and so wasn't able to do that. But a guy that was a great attribute to CU and the way that he played the game. And, you know, he's a guy that he's got an electric personality. We're thrilled to have him being a part of the Broncos. And so we're all happy that he's getting that recognition of going into the Colorado Athletic Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Thursday night, Matt Russell indeed will be inducted. Definitely going to be a big moment for him. John, thanks so much for your time. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This has been Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com. Thanks so much for your questions. Broncos at home against the Chargers Sunday at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Kickoff set for 2:25. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the game.